This is from September 28, 2010, melting titanium number 76, ion is alien contact. Okay, here we go.
Last Sunday, it emerged that the UN was set to appoint a Malaysian astrophysicist called Maslan Othman to lead international efforts to respond to visitors from outer space.
Isn't Malaysia where Maybank is? Am I correct, Ion?
You are.
See,
there's the alien invasion when it's going through Maybank. I mean, this is one of the inside guys.
She's a woman.
Maslan Othman. Does she know about our work, Ion?
She does.
Did she know about it 2 years before Ion showed up?
No.
How did she hear about it?
Cash flow.
Is she part of the 14 group?
No.
Is she in touch with them?
She has representation, yes.
Ion is always, quote, correct. And he says, look, they're involved, they know what they're doing, they're responding to us. And this is a response, right? By the knowing ones. The 14 group, and then the B-level, we'll call it. She's on the B-level, need-to-know basis, is not a 14 group, but she's representing them in some way. That's fun to know that, and they're getting ready to meet us. But when I was talking with that a few hours ago, I thought, well, the alien contact is Ion, which is coming through JW. And, you know, that was the first exaggerated statement, blurb I made about Ion. I remember 6 months ago on Cash, I said, you people are looking for alien contact. Ion is the alien contact.
Mm-hmm.
I started saying that, trying to push their envelope, and you're saying that I was on the right track.
Imperfectly so. That's not the problem. The problem becomes when what you mean, like you said, what is alien? See, because here's how it goes, Bob, and this is what the event's going to lay out for you. All those that are ascended or have participated in a complete ascension, they may call all you little men aliens.
When I made the important statement that all the planets and galaxies are here to support the Earth. Now, it's not the little round sphere, but humans are the center of the universe, Carolyn. And any other species, that's what the foreign body, what is a foreign world body? Are they equal to humans or are they here to support us? That's an ongoing question. We, the whole universe supports us, and now we're changing what the universe is going to support all out there. People imagine that when the aliens come, they'll bestow gifts and great technologies and all this stuff on us, okay? That's the fantasy, that they'll be so advanced, they'll give us all the technologies, and we won't need religion anymore and all that stuff. Well, that is being done by Ion.
And the reason you don't need religion is it is already gone.
Our image, cliche images of what alien contact would be, are so erroneous so that the actual contact happens on cash flow. We go through a portal every time we have a show, so to speak, and no one recognizes that this is alien contact. Now, you're telling me the 14 group does recognize what Ion is.
Yes, that's right, Mom.
It is the alien contact that everybody fantasized about.
Well, it's going to lay out that way. But not the way you think.
What thoughts do I have about it that you would correct?
That it's some Pleiadian monster head coming in to be welcomed as it was in the movie Mars Attacks.
I certainly don't mean that. That's a general image in the world of language. And I'm aware of that image, but I was trying to tell people that it would be different than that. Because it's just a voice on the radio, so to speak. Not a monster. You can't even see it. Alice Bailey predicted that the second coming would happen on the radio. That's sort of intuiting what's happening with cash flow, right? They thought Jesus would come back and he'd be on the radio. Well, we're more than Jesus. It's alien contact. It's the biggest thing, big event. And it's on the radio. So Alice Bailey, would you agree, was intuiting what we're doing on the radio now?
Well, if they read the Bible, yes.
Yeah, if they knew about the Bible, and if they were Christian, the second coming, that's what that fits into. She said it would happen on the radio. Other people thought Jesus would show up in Wall Street and kick out the whatever different images people thought the second coming would be. They never thought it would be on the radio. unless they thought of Jesus giving a press conference. But the way we're doing it on the radio, and electricity is the emptying of the guff, metaphorically or some level.
When you apply it abundantly without issuance, now there'll be a cost. It won't be without cost, but it will be out without a fee.
But just the electric environment, that being on the radio is, and you understand the way Joyce, Wendell Lewis, and McLuhan intuited, and this is the way we show up. What we're showing up are activating people every week.
That's right.
This idea of alien contact is what...
Alien contact started with Ezekiel, Bob.
And that means he had contact with the non-physical or the ionic and saw what was to be, and already was.
But based in your referenced past, so you could find it now in your future now.
The Bible exists so that we have a past reference to validate what we're doing now.
It's where they hid all the clues so you could find the creations that you're asking about now.
So we're uncovering the clues.
Pretty much.
So doing research on products is not just having Ion give us formulas or ideas. It's going and reading Ezekiel and seeing what's in there, which will be led by you. So that's why this is not going to be public stuff, Cal.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Does often, is she impressed with our cash flow or the ionic phenomenon?
No, it was a necessary evil. Her position as the alien greeter.
It's a necessary evil from whose perspective?
Hers.
She's trying to establish a power position in relation to the iondom?
She's trying to be the greeter for when the aliens show up, that they have some UN representation of UN assembly access.
She's doing that because she's thinking that Ion is an alien that's here.
No, she knows that the connection is going to take place in this last contact, not first contact, last contact is evident.
Ion is the last contact because Ezekiel was the first contact.
Very good. Now you're getting somewhere. Or you will in 5 or 6 years.
That's a good counterintuitive phrase. We're now talking about Ion is the last contact. Because once we get massaged, we'll be the, you know, we'll be beyond the ashes.
That's why it replaces the New Age movement. They ask us and we say we're the Old Age movement.
And we're the last movement.
This UN alien representative, will she try to distract people from Ion?
Never. Never.
You're saying that she intuits that Ion is symptomatic of something.
She listened, got it. They put her in the position. It's kind of a joke if you really look at
yeah.
it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not because she's getting a damn pay from the UN to be the alien representative. And when a contact comes forth, her cell phone will ring and say, get your happy alien loving ass over yonder and say, hey, from usins to youins.
She's inspired to do that by Ion. Is she waiting for the foreign world bodies to show up?
Well, don't you think it'd be kind of made evident at the UN if they had to have a greeter for the alien world that they haven't acknowledged that there are some aliens about that would make that necessary? You don't need a concierge if you don't have any customers, do you?
Are they going to regard JW as an alien?
No, they will not.
What would they regard as an alien?
Well, Whoopi Goldberg said today on The View that she was an alien, so I guess things start with her.
Did they bring up this alien representative?
Yes, they did.
That's the story. Whoopi talked about the Malaysian announcement, right?
Not so specifically. It was more specific that she was an alien.
She's doing that to be ironic in relation to distracting from us, Carolyn.
Or you could look at her words and say the bitch said she was an alien, so okay.
It's no significance. She ain't no Ion. She ain't no JW.
That's right.
What I just
nor
said.
Does she, nor would she want with desire.
Yeah, it's silly what she said. You know, everybody's going to announce they're an alien, but they can't do what we do in cash flow.
But it just opens up the whole wording.
It sets up the whole process that when we start talking about it, now they start saying, oh, yeah, I'm one. Well, the next thing you know, they say, there are no aliens. They go, Whoopi Goldberg is. She said, no.
Right. Well, you're not going in the direction I'd work with that. It's silly. It's satire. It's a distraction from Ion.
Sounds like cash flow.
Well, cash flow is distraction from Ion?
Certainly.
Well, I would agree with that.
But it's still fun.
Well, Ion's a distraction. Ion, the chip body of Ion is a distraction from Ion, the spiritual mystery body.
But then let's do a series on Finnegan's Wake.
Well, let's not do a series. Let's just do a couple of quick liners and throw them out. But that's what Ed wants, 3-minute blurb.